This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition, Patriot Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news today, right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does to always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, both mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and all those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us on this Patriots Day, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And during every segment, Denise, I am playing a little bit of something from the World Trade Center itself, audio from the day. And these are things that I've had over the years, and I've even added to them. So I'm going to listen to about a minute of this clip right here. This is where you start to hear the calls for help and the emergency calls. There's people that climb up into the equipment to try to get it onto a radio and tell them where they're at and this, that, and the other. But this is where you start to hear where they're really in trouble. And as a matter of fact, some of the calls that were heard, you have to remember, folks, a lot of these people that you're hearing are no longer with us. They died.
Marine 6, 10-4, we were notified, Jake. Banana Field Com, King. Banana Field Com. Open hour 416.
Wait, I'm coming in. Channel.
Engine 68 engine, 35 engine, 50 engine, 64 engine, 94 engine, 83 engine. Those units going to the 5th alarm box 2033, we've been advised the West Side Highway has been open to emergency traffic. The West Side Highway is open to emergency traffic. Take that route going to West and Vesey. Acknowledge 68.
All right. Well, obviously, that's when everything was going on. And some of the calls that they were making, you weren't getting the answers back from the folks because they had already lost their lives.
I interviewed one of the pilots, commercial pilots, that was flying that day. And what is particularly chilling is What were the communications between the planes and the ground, and where they were told to land? They were told to land immediately.
Right.
In some places, like, they didn't have a place to land.
Yep.
So they were landing in airports that could barely take the size of the plane.
Correct.
It was really quite remarkable. People ended up being stuck in cities in places that they had no clue where they were, much less how long they were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So the consequence of this day was really so far and wide, it's hard to be inclusive of it all.
Yeah, and I actually have an audio here of the aircraft itself and the controllers talking to the aircraft and then shutting the aircraft down, telling them to land so-and-so and such, plus they were also trying to identify what had happened to the planes. And in one case, there's audio of Muhammad Atta coming back on, and he didn't realize that he was broadcasting over the air. He thought he was broadcasting in the cabin, and you could hear what he told the people in the cabin, that he was turning to put everyone please to sit down and be quiet, and we are going to turn around and go back to the airport. Everything will be okay, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he turned the plane all right. He turned it towards the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've got that audio. I mean, I'm going to play that a little bit later during the latter part of the hour, because it's quite inclusive when you hear it. But I got to talk about a couple of things with you, and we're going to talk about one of them right now that we won't be able to finish at all. But the Attorney General, William Barr, came out and made a pretty solid statement yesterday about the Durham probe might yield more indictments. And when he said that, it was like, what?
Well, no, we kind of have been expecting some things. I mean, the only one that has, you know, faced any consequences, Kevin Kleinsmith.
Yeah.
He's the one that changed the email on Carter Page. And it seems to me that, you know, we were told that we would have something from the Durham operation here by the end of the summer. Well, we've reached the end of the summer.
Right.
And so when AG Barr says this, it tells me that he has been given some kind of a final, if you will, status report before the report. And so I think he sees some things that, you know, may be coming out of in full production of the Durham operation. Now, the timing of this is really what's going to matter. And, you know, there's some kind of a unwritten or, spoken thing. We won't do it before the election.
Whoa. Hold that thought, because we're going to talk about more of that when we come back. Plus, there's more to the story here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is Patriot Day. 19 years after the original attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the plane that went down in Shanksville, PA. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the folks at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a company where I am currently taking their fruits and veggies, and they're working for me. I'll tell you what. I have picked up a little bit more pep in my step, and I'm not eating enough of the wrong kinds of foods anymore. I'm eating the right kind of foods. I'm not snacking on candy bars and chips and all that stuff in the middle of the night, because I'm getting my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and that fills you up, and it's all a good thing. So there you go. Now, I got a deal for you here, because for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. They sell a complete line of wellness products there, so just go take a look at what they have and put your order together. Try the fruits and veggies, and then try the other things they have there, too. BalanceOfNature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak to a health coach. Now, to start feeling better and to find out what I found out, go to BalanceOfNature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. ULT for balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and we were talking about the attorney general saying that he believed that the Durham probe might yield more indictments, and you were about to finish up what you were saying, so go ahead.
Well, interestingly enough, on Handy last night, Lindsey Graham at the very end just said, because he's working with the lawyers to bring back Comey and Strzok and a handful of others. And of course, you got to, make some kind of agreement on how they're going to testify and when they're going to testify and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he also said, you just wait about 10 days. There's something significant. And so it was kind of like, Lindsey Graham was saying to Hannity, yeah. I got a secret, but I can't tell you.
Yep.
So you know, we are told by people like Jim Jordan and you know, it was early on, Mark Meadows and a few others that whatever we think, it's worse. Whatever we've been told so far, it's worse. So, now here's the other thing. If there's some kind of a cockamamie gentleman's agreement or some kind of whatever, that we are not going to release anything or, you know, have indictments or any of this before the election, I think is disgusting because I think that whatever, you know, Biden was involved in or Susan Rice was involved in or, you know, any of these others that right. happen to be on Biden's team
yep.
Presently does affect people's attitudes on whether they would vote for him or not. So, you know, it's really, you know, we need to know all the truth and, you know, to not tell the population all that we need to be told and that can be told between now and the election is cheating us to the truth.
Right. Now, you wrote an article, we were going to talk about this anyway, about the DOJ records showing members of Mueller's team wiped their phones during the Trump probe, but you've got 12 different people that were assigned phones, cell phones, with the Mueller team, and every one of those phones were wiped clean of whatever was on them. That's really, to me, a huge sign of obstruction of justice.
Well, actually, it comes down to 31 phones. Were wiped of some sort, or no longer have the data on them.
Wow.
Yeah, saying that they are wiped clean, not all of them, you know, are in the same situation. Now, some are, were told they forgot their passwords, and, you know, you put in your password so many times, and the phone locks. That doesn't mean that the phone is wiped clean. It's locked down, okay?
Uh-huh.
Others, they took it back to factory settings. Well, hold on here, because a lot of people don't necessarily have to understand if you want to take the data off and you go back to factory settings, that doesn't mean the data is gone because you generally tie the phone with updates and everything to, you know, to its base, which would necessarily be, iTunes.
Right.
And you back, or whatever you use to back up the phone. So it doesn't mean that all the data could be gone. But remember this, the cell phones between Strzok and Page, a lot of that data was gone. Some of it got to be, was able to be recovered. Remember that with their text messages?
I do.
Okay, so this seems to be a real pattern here. Now, what's particularly interesting is that, you know, we had the special counsel, Mueller special counsel, had phones that were assigned to them. I guess the question is, if they were assigned to them, why would that be? And these users that got these phones don't have the authority to do anything to those phones because they're not their phones mm-hmm. to do anything. They are there. And I would also say, of the 31 phones, don't believe that that was the extent of the communications that are out there. You can believe that the lawyers and the sub-lawyers and the investigators and the FBI agents and so forth that were assigned to the Mueller team, many of them were using their own phones and probably also using encrypted apps, including WhatsApp or, you know, any of the others. That were encrypted. So I would say the 31 phones that don't have the data on them anymore, that's not the end of the story because, I mean, there's Telegram, you know, there's other encrypted applications that these phones could be using. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for more is right. What'd you think about T.J. Ducklow yesterday, Biden's press secretary, being a little wise guy that he was, refusing to answer questions to Brett Barr, and then trying to talk over Brett Barr?
Brett Baer?
Well, Brett Barr, yeah, sorry. Yeah, talk on it.
He was a snot.
Yeah.
He refused to answer any of the questions, yes or no. And the bigger question is, and apparently this is flying through the media, that are following both campaigns, and that is that when Biden is answering questions for the media in any way, shape, or form, there are teleprompters now that are there. So uh-huh. he's getting the answer. And it became evident day before yesterday, I think it was, when Biden was wherever he was and he was asked a question and he couldn't answer and he was waiting. He looked like he was completely lost, and he said, come on, people, speed it up, meaning speed up my answer.
Right.
That's where that came from. Well, So Biden's spokesperson refused to answer any of the questions that Brett Baer asked of him yesterday.
Let me ask you a question, because this is kind of bothering me, and I just want to know your opinion. Why on earth would Donald Trump want to spend 18 sessions with Bob Woodward, a known media enemy of the Republican Party for years? Why would he want to do that?
Well, as I said on your show last night, you know, I think sometimes Trump thinks that, you know, he's got a certain amount of charm and the gift of the gab to neutralize his enemies. Well, he may have been able to do that necessarily in the private sector, in the construction world, but I don't think, I think he still underestimates the level of his enemies in politics, especially somebody like Bob Woodward, who is, you know, really an old hat at going after all things government, good, bad, or indifferent. I guess I would also say, where is Bob Woodward's book on Obama and the Obama administration?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it.
No.
But, yeah, you know, nobody, I really question Trump on this one, and you gotta know that there were advisors that were telling Trump, don't do this.
we have an observation here from someone in the chat room, namely Steve in Thailand. He's saying, in my opinion, Joe Biden is now three times worse than President Reagan was during the last couple of months of his term.
Well, look, here's the scary thing. You know, we have seen Trump sit with some of the, you know, top world leaders and some of the top challenges that, you know, presidents would have in their administration.
Yep.
You know, Kim Jong-un and, you know, Putin and
yep.
Merkel and, you know, I can't see Biden having a cogent conversation with any of them.
Me neither. All right, here comes the music. We look forward to talking to you on the weekend show. To be continued, and maybe we'll have a little bit more on the Durham probe. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different stuff she has to read or write. And she's got a great article there about the Mueller situation and the phones being wiped. Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
KSA Radio News with John Hunt.
Authorities in Northern California's Butte County were continuing to look for at least 12 people missing in a fire after three people were found dead in connection with the blaze. Jacob Blake from the U.S. Forest Service talks about how much of a struggle it is to rescue anybody caught in the fires.
The pilots have been challenged by visibility, most of all. The smoke has been very thick.
There are firefighters that deployed fire shelters last night in that area. And so when you deploy a fire shelter, that's kind of a last chance for survival. So you take the fire shelter out of your pack and you crawl into it.
The fire continues to worsen after burning for about 3 weeks, damaging or destroying hundreds of homes and other structures. Destructive wildfires are also tearing through parts of Oregon and Washington state. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said it has received at least 85 missing person reports or requests for welfare checks in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News, our special Patriot Day edition, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to take care of you. I'll tell you where they are after they tell you about themselves right now, right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, and the other one is at Clearwater, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right here in my backyard. So either one that you want to pick, pick one of them, choose them, see what you want to do. I would suggest you take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800 651-659-2080. Now, I've queued up an audio here from my very good friend, Colonel Jim Warshak. And he was at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. And I'm going to let you listen to what he told me on my program a year ago. This is what was going on at the Pentagon. September 11th, 2001, you were stationed at the Pentagon when that plane hit the Pentagon. You want to give us a little, tell us a little bit about what happened there?
You know, things happen, and sometimes within the event, there are things that kind of make it a little bit different. And that day, I was assigned to the joint staff. I was the chief of PSYOP for the joint staff for the Pentagon and for the Department of Defense. And I carpooled in every morning with three or four other guys from out in Northern Virginia and treated it like any other morning. Walked into the office. The only difference was our administrative NCO was on leave that week, and she had normally arrived before us, usually a little bit before 6, and we got in about the same time and set up everything, turned the coffee pot on and put the TV on, and we settled in, had a cup of coffee, talked a little bit before we got ready for the morning update for the generals, and she wasn't there. No coffee. We went up to the concourse in the Pentagon to the cafeteria and got some coffee and sat up there for a little bit and went back down and started our morning and proceeded through that. And about 8:46 or just before or right at that time, one of our guys got a phone call, and it was his wife. And she says, you know, she was hysterical saying, hey, did you see what happened? And we, of course, hadn't turned on our TV, so we could turn our TV on and saw what was going on. And one of my guys, I won't mention his name, but he was from Long Island, and I was originally from the southwest corner of Connecticut. You know, I could see the World Trade Centers on a clear day from the shore over in Connecticut. And we looked at each other and says, okay, that was about to happen sooner or later with a plane hitting the World Trade Center, and then we witnessed the second plane hit, and we knew, as many said, okay, this isn't an accident. This is
a real deal. World War. Yep.
And we continued to watch, and we had Fox News on, and we heard the announcer come on saying, we're just getting reports now that there was an explosion of some sort at the Pentagon. And we looked at each other and said, well, what the heck is that now? Our office was in E ring, an outside wing of the Pentagon, of the ring that goes around the Pentagon, right underneath the tank, which is the chairman's conference room, which was right above us on the second floor. And you know, we watched and we didn't hear anything, no alarms or anything, and then finally about 2 minutes later, the fire alarm started going off, and we heard all the commotion down the hallway, and people were trying to get out. Well, from where we were, we would go out the entrance right down the hall to us. Everything funneled through the courtyard of the Pentagon and to that exit, because on the side of the building where the plane went in, there were really no exits, and with the devastation that had taken place, no one could get out that side. So we started to exit out, and we started seeing, you know, people hurt, bloodied, and other people saying they need help. And a bunch of us turned in the opposite direction and went out and got to the courtyard and got to the area of where you would go into the next set of rings on that side of the Pentagon, and started going down one of the alleyways there to try to help people. We're just watching where people are coming from, looking for people to pick out who needed help, people who were who had actually been burned and hurt, and we started helping get them out to the courtyard, and then eventually out to the outside. And eventually the actual first responders came, and they you know, basically told everybody, okay, we've got it from here, which
Yeah.
In the magnitude of things, they didn't. We did the best we could to help out. I think I carried out three people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our day.
And that was Colonel Jim Warshak, who you hear on my program Wednesdays, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, former retired U.S. Air Force officer. Now, the other thing is, in Arlington County, Virginia, at the Pentagon, 125 Pentagon workers lost their lives when Flight 77 crashed into the western side of the building. And of those, 70 were civilians, 55 were military personnel, many of whom who worked for the United States Army or the United States Navy. The Army lost 47 civilian employees, 6 civilian contractors, and 22 soldiers, while the Navy lost 6 civilian employees, 3 civilian contractors, and 33 sailors. In addition, 7 Defense Intelligence Agency civilian employees were also amongst the dead in the attack, as well as an Office of the Secretary of Defense OSD contractor and Lieutenant General Timothy Maud, an Army Deputy Chief of Staff who was the highest-ranking military official killed at the Pentagon that day. And, again, we remember them, too, on September the 11th, Patriots Day, 19 years later. Now, at the World Trade Center, we lost 343 Fire Department of New York brave souls. We lost 72 NYPD brave souls. And we lost 55 military personnel there as well, who were stationed and had offices in and around the area, who responded along with the first responders, the fire department, and the police, who helped get the people out of Tower 1 and Tower 2. And again, 25,000 people were in the World Trade Centers at that time of the morning. Sometimes it could have been as much as 30,000. And those firefighters and police and emergency workers, and even the workers that worked in the World Trade Tower themselves, got those people out. Otherwise, that death toll would have been astounding. It would have been much higher. And that's what the terrorists were hoping on. But it didn't work that way for them. So in that particular case, even though they lost a lot of people, 1,355 at Tower Number 1, because that was the first tower to get hit. In Tower Number 2, because a lot of people saw what happened and they got out of the building, 630 died there, fewer than half the number that were killed in the North Tower. Because they got out of the building, got out on the street, and some of them just got out and said, "That's it, I'm going home." And they did. And, of course, I had a cousin that worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, the investment bank on the 101st to 105th floors of the North Tower. They were the company that lost more than any other employer, 658 employees. One of them was my cousin. I didn't even know he was there that day. I didn't even know he worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. Found out about it afterwards. Oh, well. Okay, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. We'll ask him what he remembers of the day. And I will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is Patriots Day 2020, and we're remembering together. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And if you're down here in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. That's required in order to get that $100. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando, to Gainesville, to Tampa, Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you to get that $100. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's 19 years after the events that happened in New York and the Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, September 11, 2001. Here we are in the year 2020. What do you remember about that morning? What stands out in your mind?
Well, I was in my home in Queens, and I was supposed to go into the city, and my office was down on Wall Street, and I had to do a couple radio shows in the morning, and my wife left for work. And I remember her calling me, telling me that something had happened in the city, and wasn't sure exactly what. I turn on the TV and see what's taking place, and to that it was kind of a bit of a blur. It was, you know, waiting to get my wife out of the city, watching what was transpiring over the course of the day. My sister-in-law was in there, but you have bits and flashes of memories of what took place at that point in time. What really stuck in my mind was the period of time afterward. I lived in a neighborhood in Queens, which was primarily firefighters and police officers, and it was for a long, long time. You know, it was the bagpipes almost every day. It's one funeral after another, after another, after another. It was our neighborhood was really, really wrecked. It was bad.
Yeah, and the number one area around New York, Staten Island, but when you take it out further and you go out into New Jersey, they had the area there over, I'm going to get it here in a second, they had the area there over just outside the city, where they had a number of people that lived there that all perished too. You know, they were the number one area, unfortunately. But, you know, we remember the way we were September 12th, right? 2001. You couldn't buy an American flag anywhere.
American flag, NYPD hats, FD New York hats. You know, all that stuff. You know, people, you know, rallied, people forget, you know, what the first responders did nowadays, because it's just so easy to go after them and attack them and group them in with because of the actions of a tiny minority doing some things incorrectly. And it's sad. It really is that we've gotten to this point in time, just how divided and polarized we are, really over nothing. And the power of I guess these forces that want to rip us apart.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is website. And remember, on the weekend, you can catch this show on many of these same stations you're listening to me on right now, plus a whole bunch more. Now, Disney, Walt Disney Company, expects to have reopened over 50% of their hotels by the end of this fiscal year.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, I think that they'll open up as long as they, Disney's not stupid. They're going to open up hotels when they feel like they're going to get people to come in and stay at them. And I think that, little by little, I think people want to get back out and about and probably want to go on vacation. That's probably why they're opening them up. I think that's fantastic. I hope that continues.
Yeah, and we'll just see what happens. Now, you know, they've got quite the fleet, too, of ships for cruises and whatnot. And I don't really know where their ships are, but they're not doing anything right now, none of the cruise lines.
No, not as of yet. I don't know what the go-ahead is going to be for that. Hopefully sooner rather than later. I think that Abbott Labs test, that test where you can get your results within 15 minutes, I think that would be a really great start to getting cruise lines and not only that, making people feel more comfortable to get back on an airplane.
Mm. Now, coming to a city near you, the Government Accountability Office has said that there are 16 federal division SWAT teams that have been sent to the protests across the country.
I'm sorry, these are... What protests, I'm sorry?
16 federal division SWAT teams have been sent to protests across the country, different cities.
Oh, well, that's great. That's hopefully, put some of these people away when they're destroying property and doing terrible things. But, you know, it's almost like a catch and release program. I mean, it's not just that. It's not just protests. There's a story here in New York. I don't know if you saw this, Matt, where, there was a bad dude hit an elderly lady right in the face. The firefighters saw it, chased him down, detained him.
Yeah.
Police arrested the guy, and then they let him go.
Yeah.
No bail.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like, did you hit somebody that does something as horrible for no reason, punching an elderly woman in the face, and you let them go? I compared it yesterday to, like, letting poisonous snakes go on an airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, if someone's willing to do that, you're going to let them go, they're going to do something horrible again.
Now, there's some interesting news coming out of Citigroup because Citi misstated the maturity date on a $1 billion bond by 18 years right after they had named a new consumer banking head, Jane Fraser, to be the first woman to head a Wall Street bank.
I don't really know much about the new CEO and put the wrong maturity date on
yep.
a bond.
They were off by 18 years.
Mm-hmm. That's something that's correctable. Once they catch it, I'm curious to see what the fallout is for that.
Yeah, you would think somebody was going to get in real big trouble for that one, right?
And listen, I've seen these big investment firms over the years do a hell of a lot worse than this mispriced bond.
Well, Apple and Amazon are still the big companies that people are investing in right now.
Oh, well, listen, again, they're leaders within their industry, and that's what attracts a lot of people to them. They really don't have much competition. I think the concern is probably for Amazon is what the government might do with that company if it feels like it's getting too big. And I think that, again, sometimes often the breakup value of companies is sometimes makes them worth actually even more. So there's that opportunity as well. What's Amazon going to do this Christmas season? How are people going to shop? Tends to make that company somewhat attractive right now, don't you think?
Yeah. And by the way, Goldman now is seeing a 35% jump in their third quarter GDP. It's the highest, apparently, on Wall Street.
People are thinking that the economy is going to continue to rebound to some degree. But again, like the key is that certain areas of the economy, especially when it comes to jobs, needs to improve. I like the story that Disney's looking to open up some more hotels, need to get some of these service workers back on the job, and that will help lower the unemployment rate.
And New York City is going to open some more restaurants on September 30th, as long as the COVID rates stay down. Apparently, they're going to open to 25% capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll see how many restaurants go ahead with that. I mean, it's very, very difficult to make money at 25%. At the end of September, I guess you could still do, the weather's nice. Hopefully, they could still have their outdoor dining going. But at 25%, that's a tough nut to try to make money.
Okay, and very quickly, we can't do it. I haven't got enough time in a segment. Very quickly, I want to thank you for being a constant, steady force here on the radio show. People really appreciate what you have to say. And the 20 years that you and I have known each other and been on the radio, chasing each other around the radio dial, we've had a lot of fun, haven't we?
Oh, it's always a great time, and it's always a pleasure, and I enjoy doing it every morning. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of your breakfast routine now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, Chris. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, that's our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And remember, he is the real deal. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour with my good friend Frank Salvato, brother firefighter. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.